Welcome to the Exec MBA Podcast. I'm Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Formats of the Dart MBA, and you are listening to a new episode. So in this episode, I'd like to feature a conversation I recently recorded with a member of our Executive MBA program team, Kathy Masloff. So Kathy is one of the people who really helps facilitate the student experience in our Executive MBA program. We have a tremendous program team that supports our students. We have people in Charlottesville and in Roslyn, and Kathy really works closely with the Charlottesville experience. And I sat down to talk with her about orientation and the first leadership residency, which, if you know our program structure, takes place in Charlottesville. So all executive format students come to Charlottesville at the beginning and end of the program for a week-long leadership residency. And for our class of 2020, they just completed this experience. And I thought it would be fun to sit down and hear from Kathy about the week, the planning that goes into the week, and how she and the program team think about supporting our executive format students as they move through the program. I think you'll enjoy the conversation. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Kathy Masloff. Kathy, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Brad. I'm really happy to be here.
So you do so many things to support our executive format students, particularly here in Charlottesville. And I want to talk with you a little bit more about the first leadership residency. Yeah. So you're really instrumental, you and the program team, really instrumental in welcoming our newest executive format students to grounds in that first week. And so wanted to, one, have you on to introduce you to everybody who listens to the podcast, but talk a little bit more about LR1. But before we get there, tell us a little bit more about what you do here at Darden and your role.
Sure. So as you said in my title, I'm the Associate Director of Executive Degree Programs for our Executive MBA students. Specifically, I help manage all of the ground operational logistics. We sort of, like you, wear a number of hats, but that's sort of my primary responsibility. And for those that say, well, what are ground operational logistics? Really, I'm in charge of overseeing that our students are well fed with their meals, they have a nice bed to sleep on, all of their accommodations are taken care of when they're in residency in Charlottesville, and just sort of general support along those lines.
Well, you're such a critical part of the program experience for the students because the program team is the group to whom students will most immediately turn if they're having an issue.
Well, hope so. Yeah,
absolutely. So talk about what got you into this work. You know, what brought you to Darden?
Probably the same thing that brings a lot of the students to Darden, which is really such strong brand recognition. Previously, in a prior professional life before coming to Darden, I worked for a local company that helped arrange student group educational travel, sort of short-term residencies all over the world. So much of my experience and skill set that I developed in that work align nicely with the work that I do here similarly at Darden. And it's been a good fit for me. I hope Darden would say the same about me.
So what's your favorite thing about the work that you currently do, right? There's probably so many things, but when you think about this is what a great day for me looks like, or this is when I feel really validated in my job,
sure.
What is that?
It's always the personal relationships, certainly with my wonderful colleagues and staff like yourself, but always with the students. In fact, a fun little story for you. Yesterday, I was sitting in my office preparing for the class of 2020 to come back to Charlottesville, and one of our students in the Charlottesville section for the class of 2020 just popped into my office out of the blue. And interestingly enough, coincidentally enough, about 15 minutes ago, but prior to that, I was emailing about her with another colleague. We were talking about her health and dietary restriction and about how much we wanted to take care of her. And voila, then she popped in. And so we had a fun little joke. And I said, oh, we were just talking behind your back, but all in a good way. Mm-hmm. So those are those little moments that make it worthwhile for me. It's mm-hmm. always the interpersonal connections and relationships we try to build along the way.
And you really get to know the students
through
the program. I think that's the thing that's always so impressive to me. And we stress this with prospective students that when you're coming to Darden, you're not just joining a school. It's really a family environment, particularly in the executive MBA program. I think sometimes students are a little circumspect about that, right? Because you're here once a month. You know, you have some week-long things. You're online. It's a hybrid program. It's not 2 years in Charlottesville. You know, how do you think that happens?
Well, that's exactly right. I think it's something that develops over time. It's very important that we earn the students' trust as quickly as possible. I think my sort of personal goal, and I think I share it as a team goal, our philosophy is to sort of earn their trust as quickly as possible so that we can remove as much of that worry and anxiety off their plate as quickly as possible. We recognize more than anybody that the students are very, very busy with their professional lives, with their personal lives, and all the things that, that are associated with that. So to the extent that we can kind of come in and be their cheerleaders on the sideline, have respect and appreciation and sensitivity to what they're going through, I think is meaningful to them and certainly to us. In fact, one little thing that I would point out, one of the members on our program team was actually a Darden partner a number of years ago. So we actually have somebody on her staff who has been sort of on the other side with their Darden student. And so she often reminds us of their perspective because she sat in that role.
Yeah, and I think everybody on the program team, I mean, there's many highlights during the program, but there's nothing quite like that first week of school where you have the class together. And there are these two points in the program where all students are together. And you get a sense of the full class, right? It's the first leadership residency week at the beginning of the program and the second leadership residency, which is a week long at the end of the program. But that first week when everybody's new, you know, orientation LR1, What do you enjoy most about welcoming students?
So it's fun to put the face with a name. So as I said earlier, you know, a large portion of what I do is dealing with the ground operational logistics. So for the weeks leading up to that opening residency, I have spreadsheets with all the names and the details, and we're making name tags, we're making name tents. So I have a lot of sort of touch points with their name, and to finally be able to put a face to that, a personality to that, a warm hug with that, super, super meaningful for me. That's the fun, that's the surprise, and I'm always delighted. I think we sort of recognize on both sides that at the end of the day, we're just people and we have sort of the same emotions and concerns. So for whatever anxiety, sometimes the students will come in, we have a little anxiety too. We're all, you know, the opening day jitters, so to speak. But those typically quickly remove themselves after we have those sort of face-to-face and interpersonal interactions. And that's, I think, one of the things that I enjoy the most. It's always the students.
Yeah, the students have a little bit of a leg up on you in that we have a bunch of admitted student meetups and social events they
that's
can
right.
go to during the summer
that's
or in the months leading up to the start of school, where they can meet some of their classmates, have a few familiar faces when they walk in the door. But for those of you who've really been deep in the logistics of getting ready for orientation in LR1, that's really the first time you're meeting many
students.
Sure,
for many of them. And particularly since I reside in Charlottesville, well, there are a lot of opportunities in Roslyn. So some of my colleagues that work out of the Roslyn office have a few more opportunities sometimes to meet up with our prospective students. I have to confess, I'm always a little envious of that. So for me, it's a big surprise, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, last year we had a couple meetups in Charlottesville, a couple in Roslyn. But you're right that particularly as we think about laptop orientation configuration
right.
and all these things. All these things that happen, a lot of it does. It seemed to play out at Sands Family Grounds there in Roslyn.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you worked on LR1, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. You know, the students know it in terms of cases and prep for class, but just to keep it running, it's a full week, right? Meals and and all the meals and activities and events and making sure that everything is seamless, which is really obviously something that you're great at. How do you know when LR1's successful?
You know what? It's an interesting question. This year for me, I actually knew almost immediately when we started, which is probably an interesting thing to say. At the end of the residency, we surveyed the students, and we were very, very pleased to see that the evaluations came back very, very positively and were in line with what we thought. But one of the things that was interesting for me this year, we always try to do some design innovations. Some of them large, like our case competition that was new this year, and it culminated in groups of students that were presenting to some of our top brass at Darden, as well as something as small as innovating how we do our student introductions. And to answer your question specifically, that's where I immediately started becoming very, very excited and feeling good about the residency. We did a little bit of an innovation where we did things differently, and students were sort of asking questions of each other. And the fun thing was you saw the networking begin immediately. And so for us, that was, it was fun to see when we try to brainstorm behind the scenes, little things that can really help the student experience, and to see that work in the direction we hope it will immediately, it just puts a big smile on all of our faces. So that was a lot of fun for me.
The student introductions, and for those of you who are wondering, what does that look like? So it is introducing yourself to the full class.
Yes.
It's one of the most entertaining, enjoyable, informative parts of orientation. So this actually takes place in the 2 days prior to the start of LR1.
Yes.
And students stand up, and this is what Kathy's talking about. They normally will introduce, this is who I am, this is where I'm from, this is what I do. But this year there was an ask, right?
That's right, yeah.
You know, something that you want to learn more about or something your classmates can help you with.
Exactly. So what happens is as we're sitting here, it's kind of ironic, as we're doing our podcast now, mm-hmm. many of the students talked about their interest in podcasts and participating. You could almost see a little bit of a group forming just with that. We were pleased to see there were so many golfers in our group. There were a lot of runners. Just a number of things where people can immediately become connected to each other, and not necessarily over just academics or business purposes. Again, we're all people with a similar kind of interest, as I said earlier, so it's fun to see.
Yeah, we always stress that you bring your whole self to the program,
yes.
not just
yes.
This is what I do, or this is where I work, or
that's
these
right.
are the, this is what my resume is. I will say the thing that struck me, and I mentioned this on an earlier podcast episode, just how much entrepreneurial interest there
yes.
is in the class. I mean, at least 20, if not more than 20 of the students stood up and said, hey, I'm interested in starting a business. I'm
yes.
passionate about healthcare. I'm interested in this particular industry. Connect with me if you want to
that's
talk about
right.
it more.
And can you imagine that great sense of relief that you feel when all of a sudden you're not the odd person in the room, so to speak, that you have a shared mutual interest with your immediate friends that you've
yeah.
that you're starting to bond with. So really neat to see that play.
Well, yeah, it's such a good point that you make, because there may be, the circumstance in your life may be, I really wish I could meet somebody who was interested
exactly.
in starting a business, or really interested in healthcare. And I do this particular thing, and nobody at my work is really
right.
equally jazzed about these ideas. But I am, and I'd love to meet some people like that. And then you walk into a room full of people who are just curious. They want to
exactly.
meet. They want to
exactly.
know what you want to learn about, what you're excited about. And I think that is the culture that we have here.
It is. It's a fun, happy coincidence when that comes together. And not only was it pleasing for us to see, but I'm sure for the students' perspective as well.
So the podcast has many purposes. Part of it is, sharing information about the Executive MBA program. But an equally important purpose is introducing students to the people who will be supporting and shaping their experience while they're here. I think the program team is probably the number one influencer in some ways, because you have a hand in orientation, leadership residencies, weekend residencies, all these things that take place over the course of the program.
Yeah.
You're a part of it. So what would you want a prospective student to know about Darden?
So I think for me, really, I would want them to know that they're going to come into the program probably with a lot of questions, a lot of concerns, maybe some anxiety, maybe some worry, maybe some fear, along with all of the positive reasons that they're interested in coming to Darden. I would love for them to know that world-class service is not just a talk track at Darden. It really is something that we put into action. We do that by quickly trying to earn their trust very, very early on. And I would hope that they can see that I think I share this with the entire program team, we have a very high service touch point, whether it's over the phone, face-to-face, over email. And I think, that sort of goes hand-in-hand with relieving the worry. So for students that might have some concerns, to know that they will be very, very well supported going through the admissions process, hopefully, with our exceptional admissions team throughout their time with us at Darden. I think that would be the biggest point I'd want to emphasize, that they could look forward to.
Yeah, because so much of a student's success in the program is a function of the support system that they have in place around them. And you and your colleagues do such a great job of supporting students. And this is Kathy would not want me to share this because she's an exceedingly humble person, but it is worth noting that for the class of 2018, she was awarded the Friend of the Student Award, which is, I think, a testament to the work that she does in providing world-class service. So it's not just here on the podcast that she's talking about. She very much lives that. So, well, Kathy, it's been a pleasure to have
you on the
podcast.
My pleasure as well. Thank you, Brett.
And that was my conversation with Kathy Masloff, a member of our executive MBA program team. So as was hopefully evident from that conversation, when you come to Darden, you are supported by any number of great people. And a recommended way to get a feel for that experience before maybe you apply or before you make your decision or as you consider your various MBA options is to join us for a class visit. In the executive MBA program, we offer class visits in both Charlottesville and Roslyn, and the visit options are listed on our website under the Visit Darden tab. We hope you'll consider taking us up on this opportunity. You can come sit in on a class, see the case method in action, connect with current students, have lunch with current students, meet faculty and staff. And generally, it's a great way to get a feel for what Darden's all about. So hopefully, you'll take us up on this offer and join us for a class visit. Of course, if you have comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. And until next time, thanks for listening.